Welcome to What's Left, a weekly political discussion challenging the mainstream left. I'm Eduardo Barca with Andy Lipson. Today we will discuss the Jeffrey Epstein case that has been very prominent in the news lately. And unfortunately, why now when it should have been many, many years ago? But we will delve into it and discuss the case around it, surrounding it, and just the political implications around it, as well as the importance of it. And we haven't even discussed it, but around events, the Me Too movement. And we won't delve into the Me Too movement specifically right this episode, but there have been a surge of these cases, like Jeffrey Epstein, after the Me Too movement. So, but we'll center on Jeffrey Epstein.
And the controversy around his death.
Yes, which I'm interested in your take on it.
Yeah, and I'm interested in your take on it.
Mine will be what is, what information is available to us.
So you say.
Andy, we're going to cut this. I'm going to beat you up. Find jabs at me. Cut. Action. All right. Let's focus, Andy. So, who is Jeffrey Epstein? Let's just begin with a few basics here. Jeffrey Epstein is this U.S.-American financier, and he is he began his career in finance at the investment bank Bear Stearns before forming his own firm, J. Epstein & Co. Epstein. And he was a multimillionaire, very well known among the wealthy elite, known even amongst many politicians, and known personally with Donald Trump and other very prominent millionaires and billionaires.
But he was mostly known as a Democratic Party supporter.
Thank you for adding that. Yes, yes, he was. And he was a supporter of Clinton.
And other Democrats. He gave a lot of financial aid. Like, he made a lot of donations to other Democrats.
He's a Democrat. He did. Yeah. He did. I don't know if he is a Democrat.
He was a Democrat.
All right. Yeah. Well, thank you, Andy, for he was very well connected, is what the point
yes.
is.
Yes.
With certain financial, political, and cultural elites. We now have, when we are planning to do this, Epstein was still alive.
Right.
That was our plan. And then we had our interviews with Greg.
Right.
So Saturday, last Saturday, was when he passed away. And this is why you had called me and you had wondered if we should even do this for this episode. And I think that given that we both agreed that there was still, this is beyond Epstein, there's a whole network and circle around him and even other sex traffickers that have, that Epstein even could have blackmailed, given the evidence he had in his own home with his personal cameras. This is not just Jeffrey Epstein. There are so many still that are going to be implicated, involved.
Could really. Be. Yeah. Will be, could be, could be implicated. Will be is a different question.
Yes. Okay. Yes. And we'll get there because it's important when we talk about this country's disparities when it comes to prosecuting and disciplining the wealthy elite.
Right.
There's a huge disparity. Right. And I think that is what you're referring to. I know for a fact that that's what I will be highlighting.
Yeah.
The disparities that exist amongst the working class when they're convicted and the wealthy class in this
right.
country.
So, for example, if you get caught with like having made child pornography, young people, and you produce that, if that's seen on your computer that you've made it, that's a 15-year, automatic 15-year in jail, federal prison, just for that. Mm. Jeffrey Epstein in 2007 was implicated in 45 different instances of trafficking children across state lines, of child prostitution, And in 2007, he did 12 months in prison, or 18 months, with almost nothing. And of course, that agreement got him an agreement not only that he would not be implicated ultimately, but his co-conspirators were not implicated in the deal. This is Alexander Acosta, who became the Labor Secretary of Trump. And any potential co-conspirators would not be implicated, which is an unprecedented immunity deal. Normally, when you give a person who's immunity for something they've done, you do it with the idea of you're going to get other people, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. But in this case, they reached an immunity deal with him, where not only would he not be implicated beyond one, even though there was 45 instances when he could have been tried, he was only charged with one count of child prostitution, and that's what he did like the 18 months for, and under that. He got immunity for any further charges, any co-conspirator he might have been done. And they also said any possible future co-conspirators got immunity out of the deal. And this deal was so secretive, not even the people who brought the charges knew about it. And this was an agreement reached in 2007. Again, unprecedented. And what did Alexander Acosta, when asked by Trump about why he reached that deal, do you know what he said?
What did he say?
He said, well, he did it because... He understood, intelligence had told him that this guy was an asset. He had been told he was a CIA asset. So it goes beyond mm-hmm. just the rich not being tried. And that's a piece of it. This guy was protected by the political class because he was doing something. With his pedophilia ring, the Lolita Express, all these people traveling on junkets with him to his island, to New York, where...
The Lolita Express was the jet he named...
That Clinton was on 27 times. Bill Clinton, right? So this guy was immensely connected, had a bunch of information on people. Martin Stewart, a person for the New York Times, recently has done an interview. He's revealed an interview, posthumous interview that he had agreed not to publish, where he had actually heard from Jeffrey Epstein, had said, I got a bunch of things on a bunch of people. And he said he was capable of blackmailing tons of different people. He said it in the interview.
Who said this?
Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah, I thought you mentioned
Tom. No, Martin Stewart was reporting what Jeffrey Epstein said.
Right. Okay.
So the guy knew what power he had possibly to use, and it looks like it got turned against him. But
you're right. He did have cameras in his house, mm-hmm. And they were hidden cameras mm-hmm. because... he was potentially going to use them for blackmailing. That is one of the reasons why.
And my belief, though, that when you talk about, we're going to get into this, I believe when you put together the idea that he is considered a CIA asset by Alexander Acosta and he's using blackmail, there is a long history of the NSA and the FBI and the CIA using sex and information that they have on politicians to move them around, starting with Herbert Hoover, had all sorts of things on people who were gay, and he had files on them.
Yes.
So there's a long history in this government and other governments of using the sexual proclivities of people in the ruling class and the political class to manipulate them and control them. And Jeffrey Epstein is just one piece of that part of that apparatus, and so that's what he was part of. He was running a pedophilia ring. But I understand it much more as a blackmail ring, and a CIA asset used to ultimately control anywhere from Bill Richardson, McConnell, not Mitch McConnell. There's another one. It was a former. Let me get the name.
Yes.
Mohammed bin Salman, Woody Allen, Bill Clinton.
Alan
Dershowitz, uh-huh. Correct. Let me see if I can get this other guy, this other politician. Not Bill Richards. Oh, Prince Andrew was known as one of the people who had done it, right?
You're talking about the second son of
George Mitchell.
Elizabeth II.
George Mitchell. He was the other person. The Treasury Secretary, former Treasury Secretary Larry Summers, he's a Republican, actually. And other prominent scientists. So there were a bunch of people who were involved in having relations with Epstein Epstein, and various other presidents of countries, one of France, a former president of France.
A former prime minister.
Yes. And so all these people had something to lose if Jeffrey Epstein should talk and reach an actual immunity deal when he's now recently tried. And why is he recently tried in jail? Because of the Miami Herald article that came out that revealed all, not just the previous stuff in 2007, but up to 45 or 48, up to 50 other women, basically, young girls, who he used. They were desperate women, desperate young women who were poor, and he used that against them to basically get them into his, essentially, sex pedophilia ring, and then he would train them to get others into it. I saw a paragraph in one of the parts of the Miami Herald article
that was happening in Palm Beach.
Right, most of the girls came from disadvantaged families, single parent homes, or foster care. Some had experienced troubles that belied their ages. They had parents and friends who committed suicide. Mothers abused by husbands and boyfriends, fathers who molested and beat them. One girl had watched her stepfather strangle her 8-year-old stepbrother. So again, this is the rich and the powerful preying on the most desperate, vulnerable people and using them as playthings. Obviously it's disgusting, but again, we're talking about, I feel like one of the things it shows is just the depravity and the utter ruthlessness of the ruling class. You can see it on display here. And all of this is actually a package used to control other politicians and other powerful people by other institutions. So again, these are institutions which say they're watching the internet for pornography and stuff like that. These same institutions actually use pornography, use pedophilia, and as a means of political control.
All right. Wow, we're taking his team into it, I see.
But that's not up for debate.
So you just said your statement.
Yeah.
What do you mean by it? Can you expand?
I'm saying that, they've talked about trying to put control on the internet for like, oh, we're stopping sex offenders. We're stopping people who are doing child pornography over the net. These very same institutions, the FBI, the CIA, the NSA, all of them who say they're going to control the internet to make sure our children are safe, I believe are at the center of creating pedophilia rings because they're using these things like Jeffrey Epstein, I think, is a CIA asset. So, and he's just a piece of it. And there's a long history of using sex and awareness of how politicians...
You mean as a way to control...
Bill Clinton, Richardson, who was the other guy I mentioned? Mohammed bin Salman, right? Anybody who was stuck with, if they needed to, they had an ace in the hole with whatever Epstein had.
That's what you mean by your earlier statement.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the fact is for all the wealth that Epstein had, there's no real record of any of these businesses actually having actual registries with the Federal Trade Commission to actually know if they operated. So people don't even know how he got his wealth. Like, it's very mysterious how this guy got so wealthy. And so he...
You don't think his firm in...
No, I'll read something that somebody that had said about this. The New York Times described Epstein as a hedge fund manager. However, Epstein's company, the blandly named Financial Trust Company, had no website, no record of any transactions, and no filings with the Securities and Exchange Commission, strongly suggesting that he had never managed other people's money at all. So this guy was rich probably because he was basically either getting paid by the CIA, there were wealthier backers he had. He's just part of the ruling class apparatus of control. He wasn't some rich guy who was separate from what I would say the deep state. He's just part of a long string of...
How are you defining the deep state?
CIA, NSA, the media, people who are not elected who really run the country. They're using it as a means of... I mean, that's what they're doing here. And that's why his death was not a That's why I think it's absurd to think that the mainstream media's call of him getting dying by suicide is absurd, when actually many people who knew about this case even before just when he went to jail were wondering, how long is it going to be before this guy gets murdered, before he gets killed? And it was, when did it happen? One day after the release of the first set of files that started to implicate all these people, the about 200 pages of stuff that was released for his trial. There was more to come, right? And so it's one day after that he gets murdered. They say he.
Well, we don't know if he has been murdered, Andy.
Well, there's still speculation. Let me ask you this. I'm going to give you evidence for why I think he was murdered. Tell me your evidence for why you think he died by suicide.
I'm not. I mean, it is.
Well, just tell me why you believe he died by suicide.
It is supposed that he has died.
What do you mean? Who said that?
There was an.
But who said it? Who said he died by suicide?
I don't remember.
I know. The mainstream media did. The government is saying it. The mainstream media is saying it. So I know who's saying it. The people who lie all the time. So your facts, you have no facts, because they say, well, we believe it, he died by suicide, but they can't give any proof. My side has some facts in it. This guy was going to implicate all sorts of people under an immunity deal. The camera went out. The camera that was watching, not his cell, but the camera that was watching the hallway was out. He was supposed to be on suicide watch, was taken off of suicide watch. What did they say? He was taken off of suicide watch because his lawyers wanted to do. But if you look in the thing, you cannot be removed from suicide watch on the basis of his lawyers. You have to actually have a person inside, person inside the jail, program director, must interview you and write a report to take you off suicide. You cannot be taken off suicide watch on the basis of your lawyer saying so. Secondly, the person, when you're on suicide watch, you have to have somebody watching you, like a guy inside the cell. That person was removed the very day that he is murdered, killed. Okay.
You're talking about his cellmate.
Yes, the cellmate. Thirdly, the autopsy report just came out today, and they report that he had a bunch of different bones broken in his neck. All right, inconsistent with the one way that they were talking about how he killed himself. The one theory was he couldn't use any. There was no bars in here, so they're saying he used lean pressure against his bed with sheets. Okay. Well, you can't break that many bones doing that. You would just strangle yourself and run out of air. Okay. So now, several broken bones, and one of the ones was called the hyoid bone, which is right underneath the Adam's apple, most consistent with strangulation. More consistent with strangulation than dying by hanging. And he couldn't have hung himself because there was nothing to hang himself up there. It was too far away. Okay? And thirdly, CBS, your wonderful mainstream media, reported that people heard him screaming. CBS. Reported. Well, that's the people who told you that he died by suicide. Okay? That's the people you believe. That's your evidence.
No, your evidence. I haven't even stated anything yet.
Okay, so I'm just saying, and there were so many different people who were going to gain if this person dies, and people who followed the case were already predicting he was going to die. So I think it's so clear that this is a conspiracy, and it is a conspiracy of sections of the ruling class. Is it part of the Bill Clinton body count? I don't know. You know, I do believe Bill Clinton has a body count. In terms of the people around him who've, you know, died by suicide as well. Okay, but is this just Clinton? No, there's probably hundreds of people in the ruling class who had a stake in him dying. But I actually think the biggest institution I think he was a CIA asset that the CIA had to take down, because if he squeals, he doesn't just expose the Bill Clinton and Bin Salman or Richardson, he exposes this whole apparatus. And that's something they can't afford to have happen. So yeah, I think he was killed by the very same people who were employing him. That's my belief. Mm. And that's what makes the most sense out of all these events.
Mm-hmm. I do know he was placed on suicide watch when he was back in July, when he was in the correction facility.
Because he had been
in a facility, right, when he was imprisoned. And
do you know why he was placed on suicide watch?
Why was he?
Because there was a murder attempt on him. Now they said, oh, he tried to commit suicide. But even people who were around him said, no, somebody tried to kill him on the 23rd of July.
The 23rd of July, he was He was unconscious
right.
yet, and he doesn't even recall many things as well.
Well, there are people around him at the time who actually reported that he was afraid for his life.
And then he was placed on suicide watch, yes.
And then he was...
And then he was taken off suicide watch.
Why?
Yeah.
Why?
And what I'm doing right now is I'm just going through what I know.
Mm-hmm.
And what I realize difference here is that I'm too afraid to fill in the gaps for something I don't know if we have conclusive evidence for.
So you're going to let the mainstream media fill in the gaps then? You're going to let the government fill in the gaps for you? Because that's what's happening. That's what's happening. If you think you have evidence, because you were going to ask me to produce evidence, and I just did, mm-hmm. and these are the ones that actually make the most sense out of what happened, I'm not afraid of doing that, because they do it all the time.
And when we discussed we were going to do this episode, I told you I was going to press you on it, and I'm glad you're providing.
And I'm pressing you on what's your evidence for believing that
I'm not. I'm that not, it's not. I don't hold a position.
Well, then I do. So if you hold a position, you have nothing to say.
But I have my position. My position is just to be able to press on you for you to substantiate your speculations.
Yeah, and I did.
And my position is just of one of inquiry and making sure that we don't. I guess what I overall try to do at what's left here is to make sure that we don't spiral into those conspiracies.
There's conspiracies with the rest all the time.
With the rest of the YouTube world. And I'm not saying I know, and I'm not saying I have a position. All I'm just trying to say is I'm making sure that we don't drift into those.
I'm gonna ask you a question though. What's wrong with drifting into conspiracy? Conspiracy means you're being lied to. Don't you believe we're being lied to all the time by the mainstream media, by our political class? We would be remiss in not believing they're lying to us all the time. We would be remiss. We would be remiss in not being conspiratorial. What do you think capitalism is other than a giant lie that says, oh, you get paid the wages you earn, and I get to retain that capital? No, it's theft every single hour of the day. Capitalism is the conspiracy of theft. War is the conspiracy of violence of our government against some other government saying, we're going to take your property, we're taking your stuff from you. They say that it's about democracy. They say it's about helping those people. But it's a conspiracy. It's a conspiracy concocted by a small group of people. Not six people, possibly 600, possibly 6,000, possibly 60,000 people, much smaller than the population of this country. There is a conspiracy every day, all the time. If you weren't a conspiracy theorist, I'd say you're crazy. And guess what? The only people who benefit from not being a conspiracy theorist is the FBI and the NSA, who's propagating conspiracy against us all the time. That's why they've made conspiracy theorists now domestic terrorists. They're calling them domestic terrorists as of May 30th. And saying the internet has to censor that shit. Because people have to believe the nonsense that the mainstream media tells us. So you can't sit on the fence on this one, Eduardo. Because sitting on the fence means you basically plopped over the mainstream media. Because they've already defined the narrative for everyone.
My position here when we started What's Left was to make sure that we would provide facts. And I would try, at least for myself, to provide. And I'm not saying you're not providing
facts. I am providing facts.
I'm simply saying that my position here has been to always try to question, even when you have something that is substantial, to narrow down where you're going with something.
Let me give you one fact that is not disputed. The multiple bone breakage and the actual breakage of the hyoid bone, 70% of instances, this is just a fact. Mm-hmm. In 70% of the time, they said that is strangulation. Mm-hmm. That's a fact. Okay, there's your fact.
Well,
okay, so
I will. Well, then here's the counter to that, because here I know some of anatomy. And the thing is, in middle age as well, many, it's very prone that hyoid, H-Y-O-I-D, right. Area near the Adam's apple is very prone to also being very weak in middle age and being broken.
But multiple bone breakage, and that has to be done when you hang yourself this way. We all know he couldn't do that. That's not even the story that they had. They said he went off, leaned off his bed. He couldn't have done it. There's not. It's too high up there. So there's your more facts.
I said that, but you see that there is that still percentage for that. It is also true that people in middle age can break.
But you can't do it. But that's only under the case when you actually hang yourself falling vertically. He couldn't fall vertically. So there's your fact. I just told you a fact.
I'm not denying that it's commonly broken when a person is killed due to a homicide or suicide.
But you just, the fact you're citing.
I'm just saying. I'm not denying that. I'm never denying. If you watch everything that you have just said, I haven't denied anything that you have stated in this. All I'm just trying to say is making sure that I'm playing also the devil's advocate here in the, on this side.
No, well, you're not playing devil. So that you are paying mainstream media flunky. That's what you call it, devil's advocate. But in this case, because let's be clear, you are assuming that the mainstream media's position is fact. You are. Because I can give you more things. The camera went out in the hallway. That makes no sense. He was pulled off of suicide watch. That makes no sense. People heard him screaming. All right. There was reports of hearing screaming, and then people say, "Oh, breathe, Epstein, breathe." All right. Yes. There's another fact. His cellmate was removed out of
there. You understand that the Metropolitan Correctional Center as well has many.
Not in the cell, but ones that lead through the hallways.
But it's also, the center itself has many, the building hasn't been, it's not very, there has been long before. On Democracy Now! There was someone that went on and talked about before Jeffrey, the whole Epstein case recently. This person on Democracy Now!, I forget her name at this moment, she had been talking about this correctional center of having many deficiencies in its building. And one of them had been the cameras. So it's not that I'm not saying that someone could have pulled the outage or the electricity on the camera for Epstein. I'm simply saying that
how many
this
people,
building has as well. It's how, many deficiencies.
How many people in the 21 years
to be kept
in 21 years of that place running? How many people had committed suicide in that place?
I don't have that.
I have that number. One. Mm-hmm. Jeffrey Epstein is the second in 21 years. Now, Jeffrey Epstein tried to, quote, kill himself only a week and a half earlier. And you're telling me they're going to pull people from his help, from his thing. They're going to take him off in a way that doesn't even follow procedure. Why?
What? I'm telling you what? I'm not telling you.
Yes, you are. You're saying that all these things, and the fact that he had all this stuff on wealthy people that they were trying to protect. Go back to 2007. They created an unprecedented deal in 2007. No one gets an immunity deal that says, we'll give you immunity, and anyone you can implicate will also be immune. You know how the justice system, quote, justice system works. We'll give you immunity so we can get the bigger fish. That's how that works, right? Mm-hmm. Is that what they did in 2007?
You mean 2008.
2000, yes. Yeah. Is that what they did?
No.
What they did was, we'll give you immunity, plus everyone who can be possibly associated with this is also going to get immunity, and we're not going to tell the people who are pressing charges that we're doing this. So this is clear that it's built to protect them. It's built to protect the political class. He's a CIA asset. Acosta, another fact. Okay? That's a fact. I don't know why. Are you saying that's up to debate? Because Acosta's saying it.
Acosta said intelligence. Don't remember reading. He said CIA.
Okay, intelligence. Maybe he's FBI. Maybe he's NSA. But he's somewhere part of that apparatus. Okay, I'll take that. So one of them. You pick them. NSA, FBI, CIA. You pick one. But he's within that fact. So why not add up the facts, Eduardo? That's what we did when we opposed the war in Iraq. That's what we did when we looked through Iran-Contra. That's what we do when the ruling class tells us all the time, oh, we don't have the money. We can't do this. But then they give billions to the banks, trillions to the banks, mm-hmm. when they can't pay for people's homes. That's a conspiracy. Mm-hmm. This isn't just another one of those. And you're falling for it to think that trying to tell people to not use their heads and see through this.
I did not say that.
But well, you are, because you're hold on, Eduardo. You're using the cover of neutrality to basically cover for mainstream positions on this stuff, because they're the ones who are going to say, oh, the conspiracy theorists. I'm saying bless your heart, conspiracy theorists, because you guys are right, you guys, women as well. You have the bravery, not unfortunately Eduardo's not there yet, to not fall for the bullshit. And don't listen, I'm going to tell you, well, I'm just going to tell you, I'm speaking myself. Don't listen to people like that who tell you that you're crazy or that you need more facts, because they have, watch here, they have no facts. Their only facts they have are the fact that they are holding on for their life to believe that the system works and the system might be telling them truths. That's their one fact. That's the one fact they don't want to give up. That's what Democracy Now! Doesn't want to give up. That's what Eduardo doesn't want to give up. And that's what the mainstream media is counting on you not wanting to give up. Give up on the idea that you have your own brain and can think for yourself. That's what they want you to think. We'll think for you. So don't listen to them. Listen to yourself. You're watching right here how the mainstream media gets us to fall from nonsense.
All right. Now I will state what I will say.
Go ahead.
I... Everything that you have just stated, I have not once said it's untrue. And the moment, any time I've given you something counter, it's simply giving another side to say, what if this is also something to be considered?
Right. What if
I have not done, this is my chance
now. Okay.
I have not at once said, and it's recorded, that anything you have said is false.
Okay. And I've asked you what the facts
are. I'm trying to finish here.
Okay.
So I am simply making sure that I stand here on this program for us, that I'm at least going to always bring inquiry and bring somewhat of a devil's advocate for the side that has to be spoken about, which is what? How do you know what you're saying? You must substantiate it. You did say that you have some substantiation.
I have a lot of
evidence.
I have motive. I have,
and what I mean is,
I have facts that
back
that
up. What I mean is,
you don't have anything.
But you have pieces, and what you have pieces, and you're connecting the dots for things.
Yes.
And, but I feel sometimes that things have to, you have to wait out just a little bit longer to be able to have things sort themselves out and a full investigation to come out. I think that you have to wait for some time.
No.
This is very fresh. This happened on Saturday. We are on Thursday. And I'm still waiting for more information and for us to then bring more, to connect the dots even clearer with the more
information. Who's going to do the investigation?
I think everyone should
be involved. No, but Barr is going to do the investigation.
Yes, he has
guess,
a connection.
Guess what his dad did. Yeah. His father hired him for in Bear Stearns, right? Got him out of the school he was in and put him in here. Barr's not going to do an investigation. This is
I'm
Barr. He's under Trump. That's your Trump guy. The big, you know, Donald Trump, orange man bad, right? So now suddenly Barr's your dude who's going to do an investigation and tell us the truth? When did this happen? William Barr become the guy who I was supposed to trust? Are you telling me to trust him?
I did not say that.
Well, that's what you're telling me. You got to wait for the investigation.
I'm telling you what comes out of my mouth and not what you have to speak. What
you're,
you think,
you're telling me to
what
wait.
What you think I'm trying to say.
You're telling me to wait.
You, I'm telling you what comes out of my mouth.
Yes.
And not place words into my mouth.
What am I waiting for then?
I'm simply saying this is fresh. It's not even past one full week yet. And I'm going to make sure that more stuff gets disclosed slowly. I'm not denying anything that you have said. I think you have some, you've drawn some lines to connect the dots, and I'm glad you're pointing them out. And I'm not saying that everyone who is believes in conspiracies such as chemtrails or
yes.
Climate change alternative ideas
or the moon or flat Earth. There's a bunch of them out there,
but. There are conspiracies that are quite wacky.
Russiagate.
And
Russiagate.
No.
Russiagate is crazy.
I did
That's
not
nuts.
Say that.
That's why I'm saying that.
I'm saying the one, like you just mentioned one, for example, that people believe that the Earth is flat.
The Russiagate is way crazier. There's way less evidence. They don't even try. They don't have any things. Are you listen to the flat Earth people? I'm not a flat Earth, but listen to them. They have all sorts of science behind it. I'm sorry. The flat Earth people have way more science behind what they're laying claim to than Russiagate people. You don't even know the conspiracies actually that well. So you're willing to...
I'm not going to delve and entertain someone that believes the Earth is flat.
Okay, well then you're not listening then. You got to pay attention to that stuff.
You're not...
Then you said you want to listen.
You pick and choose what you're going to listen to. And I'm not going to... I have sat through videos watching 9/11 truthers. And I will listen to some things that don't make sense. And I will listen to a lot of things. And then speculate on some things.
But I will not entertain
one clear flat out lie and entertain flat earthers.
Are you entertaining Russiagate? Because that's a conspiracy.
We dealt with it here.
Are you entertaining
that one? And I've given my position on it.
Which is?
I have already stated it. And you know that I've always thought it was a hoax.
That's a total hoax, exactly.
But flat earthers cannot be put on the same group. And that's why I'm telling you, I will not entertain, I will not indulge people like that. And I want us to make, at least if you're not going to, I'm going to be the voice of making sure that we are not going to at least hold us back from spiraling into that vortex.
Yes, that's a difference. That's a difference. And I am saying, I am not afraid at all of trying to withhold this conspiracy theorist backlash away. I say, join in the conspiracy theorists. Go deeper into these conspiracies. It's going to lead you down some wrong alleys. I agree. Flat Earth is one of them. Hold on. But for me, on this episode, I am telling you, embrace all these conspiracies. Look into them. Every one of them. The one thing you should not believe is the mainstream media. The one thing you should not believe is the government. They have almost 100% track record of lying. At least on the case of independent sources, whether they come from the right or come from the left, you're at least hearing something... At the very least, that's going to come from something separate from the CIA, NSA, our government, and the political class and the ruling class. So conspiracy theorists are the attempt to unravel for people. Often it's the first steps people take to realize they're being lied to. And I agree with you. You are being lied to, and you begin to break out of those lies. I'm not flat earth, okay?
I believe everyone should question everything. I think
everyone
should. But there are clearly... flat earth and man on the moon kind of wacky theories
out there. Think the FBI, which is calling conspiracy,
those sort of conspiracies have already been disproven many times, and we are wasting our time with those. Mm-hmm. And there are people out there on the ether and of the internet who demand this attention and are attention grabbing, and I'm not going to entertain it. I'm always questioning. I'm not just questioning. I'm going to question you as well. Mm-hmm. I'm going to question what comes from the government. I'm going to question the mainstream media, which mm-hmm. you accused me of being an alliance with.
You are in this case.
And no, I'm not. I'm you questioning are. You because I'm questioning you. Is that you why?
Yeah, because you have no, and you haven't.
So produced... am I supposed to just I'm believe you flat out as
no,
well?
Because I'm saying, what are your facts that make you believe that the mainstream thing even has any legitimacy?
I'm questioning you just as I question the mainstream media, as I question the government, as I question.
I don't hear any questions on the government on this one. I don't. Because, and secondly, hold on.
Because I'm Eduardo, here you to are make backing sure up you're taking the government. A lot of airtime. I'm here to tell you that you have provided already enough of your theorizing that I don't need to contribute to it. You have done your job that I don't have to do. I knew you were going to go into these speculations. So why am I going to contribute more to it when I know you were going to go into it? My only job here is to make sure that I'm going to then make inquiries onto your speculations.
Why are you
and
saying
to make sure
I'm
and
speculating?
To,
when
to,
I you asked me for facts and I produce facts. You call it speculation.
Good. So you provided it. You provided it for the
But you're calling them speculations.
Because it is not, you can't stand 100% sure and sit there and say that you know the truth.
No, I'm saying the most...
That is why I say it is a speculation. It is alleged until proven true.
Fully true. Tell me anything.
That's why I've called it a speculation.
Right, it's a theory.
So that's why. You just asked me a question. I'm answering
that's a different thing than speculation. Yes? Speculation is trying to weaken and make it seem like I'm just putting together random stuff.
Well, then your allegations.
Okay. So, no, it's a theory. It's a theory. Black, the...
It's not... I would not categorize your theory on the same way that we say that the law of physics is a theory.
It is.
I know
same.
That is a theory.
They're the same.
I would not put them on the same.
Well, then you're wrong, because that's how they're put together. They're put together with information we know contradicts them. All these theories have problems with them. My theory, this theory about Epstein actually has less problems than the theory of dark matter.
So, I'm simply saying that here on What's Left, I'm going to even question you, as I question the mainstream media. Something that you keep telling me, you're accusing me of being in alliance with.
In this
episode, and you're saying that we should always be questioning everything. Yes. And yet I'm questioning you, and you take offense.
No, I don't take offense. I'm just calling it out, Eduardo.
So, because look how you take offense.
I'm not offended.
Whole time.
I'm not offended. I'm calling it out, and you don't want to admit the truth.
This whole time that I have been questioning you, you are putting me, then, you're pushing me onto a position of align myself with the mainstream media.
And the FBI.
And the FBI and everyone else.
Yeah, I am.
Because I'm questioning you.
No, because
and you... And isn't that what you're asking us to do? It's contrary to what you are saying yourself.
You're
being contradictory
not
yourself.
Not just that, because behind all of this, Eduardo, is the thing you want to...
It's not that I'm neutral. It's that I'm sitting here making sure that I'm posing the questions that I know our audience, our public, will want to ask you as well.
Well,
and I'm here representing that voice to make sure that when you say something, it is questioned. They are listening on the other end, and I'm sure these questions will surge for them in their mind. And that is what I'm voicing, those very same questions. But you sit there and you're accusing me of being on the other side.
Because the starting...
On some side, and I'm not on your side, and I'm not on that side. I'm on this side. And this side is going to question you all the time.
Okay, your starting frame, when you even started this video today, was to say, we don't want to encourage this wave of conspiracy theorists. We don't, you said that. What framework is afraid of conspiracy theorists? Who is also, that I'm claiming is your ally in this battle here, or in this discussion, is also afraid of conspiracy theorists? I've already mentioned them. The FBI. The reason I said I'm not afraid of conspiracy
theorists... So what? Does that make me an accomplice?
Yes, in this case it does. It does, Eduardo. You don't
does
believe it.
Does it make me an accomplice?
It does.
It makes me myself questioning that, questioning you, questioning always being on the...
I understand that.
I have to think for myself.
Right, and I'm telling
you... What are you asking me to do? To just believe you?
No, I'm saying
that... So I'm asking you. Are you asking me all of a sudden not to ask you any questions?
I'm saying
that... So you want me to just blindly believe you?
I'm saying I'd like to hear
what you're saying. I'm asking you. You want me to believe you?
No, no.
So my questions are not invited?
I want to do not hear questions. I want to hear what you believe, because you're saying you came from a framework, and then you say, oh, it's a neutral one. But then when
I didn't say neutral if you look back. I remember that. It did not say neutral. You placed me as neutral. I remember quite well what I said.
No, because you said devil's advocate. I'm neither believing this or believing that.
You will see that I did not say neutral. And I didn't even say fence. You've been placing these labels on me, left and right, because I know how you do these things. You start doing these things where you have a frame of how you see things. Like you start, if they're not saying it, this is what they're saying. And that's not me.
All right.
So I'm telling you, I did not say neutral. I said, I'm going to come from a position of always asking you and posing the questions. And you are to not to take offense when I'm asking you the questions. Because that is the questions that our public and our audience will ask.
All right.
And I'm making sure that they get voiced here. So, I'm telling you, again, I'm not denying what you're saying. I think what you have to offer is interesting.
Right.
I'm very glad you have brought up your reasons and your sources for why you believe what you believe in. But all I'm just trying to say is then, if you're going to say what you're going to say, and I said it to you even over the phone, you have to back it up.
And I think I have.
All right, good. So you came prepared. But I came. I did not know what sources you were going to bring, because we didn't discuss it over the phone.
Right.
And I came prepared to ask you the questions.
Right.
But asking you questions all of a sudden makes me an ally of the FBI.
Well, because you started out, Eduardo.
Look at how that is.
Because you added something to this conversation. You added, and I have to separate myself from you because I don't agree with it. Like you.
That's
know,
all right.
You know how you've done this before, right?
Yes.
When you said, we don't want to encourage conspiracy theories. We don't want to add to the thing. No, you said that. That's speaking for yourself.
I did say that.
And I'm saying that's FBI talk.
Yeah.
You have to understand now that you didn't make this FBI talk.
FBI says something similar, I had no idea that FBI said
that. Well, I'm telling you.
If we coincidentally said the same thing, it doesn't make me an ally.
It's not a coincidence that you said it, Eduardo, because you're listening to Democracy Now. Listen.
I shouldn't have mentioned that source. I can mention another source.
No, you don't. It's the mainstream media source. That's where you're coming from. And they're the one who are promoting that narrative that the conspiracy theorists are the problem. The conspiracy theorists are actually the solution.
I did listen to Fox and Friends, and I was listening to Fox News, your friends over there. So it's not like
even they haven't been that good on it a little bit, but they're not that good on this
one
either.
All I'm just saying is I was listening to various sources before coming. I just happened to mention one specific source on Democracy Now, given the woman that was talking about this correctional center, specifically to that.
So she's trying to think her way out of this thing.
No, she has been placing...
Because...
Well...
Thank God the phone stopped, so
we have a break.
Oh, if I could only find my aluminum foil and put it on my head.
That is what I'm saying.
But
that is what you want us to be classified with?
Yes.
Us to be grouped along with those people?
Yes, Eduardo, because we have a choice now. And this is not a choice you made. It's not a choice I made. But once the FBI said that they're going to call conspiracy theorists domestic terrorists, then we have a choice. Oh, are you right? Okay. And we have to choose, are we with the people wearing the tinfoil on our heads? Or with the FBI. I understand you didn't know that, but I'm telling you, that's what's happened now.
I didn't know, actually. This is news to me, Andy, that you were alongside those foil-headed people.
I was looking in the back for some aluminum foil. I was going to put some aluminum foil on my head. And frankly, you know, what is the aluminum foil about? Like waves coming into your brain. Cell phone. I mean, there is stuff that's about like radiation from cell phones and things like that. Things they tell us.
So are there about the vaccines.
Yes, and there's real information about that. There are reasons for people.
And look what those conspiracy theories do, Andy. Look at the consequences of conspiracies. And you are a scientist. Shame on you.
No.
Shame on you, Andy.
I think there's reasons to be doubtful about these vaccines. No. Yes. The flu shot. I don't take that flu shot. That's for darn sure.
Well, I don't either on that.
And it's not shameful.
I'm talking about the measles.
You're telling me to be a
measles vaccine.
No, you're going to look down this road.
And
if you don't, if you
look at the consequences of theory of those, they're not. I wouldn't call them theories. They're not theories.
They are.
They are
about the thing that the association with autism and the fact that it hurts people. Yes,
they are.
There are people in the medical field who feel that
they are conspiracies, and not all conspiracies should be just. To the side, put to the side. We should look at some, like the 9/11 truthers. I'm not saying I am a 9/11 truther.
I am a 9/11 truther.
I shouldn't have brought that up. But I'm curious. I went, I looked, I thought I'm left with more questions. But apparently, being left with questions puts me in alliance with the FBI. And I was left with more questions. That's all I said when I looked at that.
Right, and it is.
But I'm going to skip over any of the flat earthers, any of the people who believe in these myths on God. You know, this is what I'm saying. I'm not saying that everything is should be accepted. I'm saying that. Everything should be questioned, and we should look at multiple sources. And unfortunately, I said Democracy Now!, which you have lots of triggers for.
No,
and you then think, and you think that's all I listen to for preparing for this.
No,
this episode.
You just took the mainstream media. I and attitude. That's what you did.
And then you accused me of being friends with CBS. So this is what I'm saying: that you have a conspiracy about me.
I would say that you don't...
You do, Andy.
I would say that you're not being honest about where you're coming
here
from.
Here on What's Left, we have a conspiracy inside the conspiracy inside the conspiracy.
I'm being honest about where I come from.
How does that put our public, our audience...
No, the difference is...
It gives them... It frightens them.
No.
It frightens them that we can't even have any stability.
No.
Well, I'm not saying I'm not speaking for all. I'm talking to people who are on the side of the Eduardo, on my team.
Eduardo, my claim here is you're calling it fence sitting. You're calling it, I haven't decided my position, but that's not true.
I did say that, yeah.
That's not true. You have a position. Your default position is that the mainstream thing is a legitimate position, and that what the government's telling us is a legitimate position and should be given credibility. And I'm saying they have they have not earned any of that credibility. They've earned zero credibility. And what makes more sense are the people who happen to some of those people believe that vaccines are bad. Some of those people believe flat Earth. Some of those people believe that weapons of mass destruction weren't there. Some of these people believe that the government
that doesn't legitimize anything.
Well, no, it's like telling
people when people decide not to vote, if you don't vote, your vote goes for this person.
It is.
That's like saying, oh, my vote doesn't go for that person. No. In the same way, just because I've decided to question you doesn't mean that all of a sudden I am in alliance with the FBI, the CIA, and the mainstream media. Doesn't mean that, Andy. It means that even within us, with our disagreements, yeah, I will question you,
right?
And I will put you on the hot spotlight,
right? And here's the difference: is that I embrace and welcome my brothers and sisters who believe in all those conspiracies. I see them as brothers and sisters. No. Right? That's a difference. That's a difference.
For our listeners, I'm putting my hand up.
Agreed.
But dividing us.
Right. And this is our difference, Eduardo. This is our difference. The reason I embrace my brothers and sisters, I may not agree with all the different conclusions, is that I have more in common with them because they're not just going to listen to mainstream nonsense and believe it's true.
This YouTube video is now going to be demoted.
We don't get monetized anyway. But those are people who have been lied to, and they know they're being lied to, and they're trying to look for the truth. And sometimes, just like I have, you go down rabbit holes. I've done it before. I'll do it again. I think dark matter is a rabbit hole. I've told students last year that dark matter was legit. I have to take that back now. I think there's lots of reason to question it. Okay? So, unfortunately, I bought it. All right? So...
You too, but what?
I bought dark matter. Like, I think there's more reason to believe that dark matter is a fiction. Particularly now that information's come out that there's ways of now understanding how galaxies move that don't require dark matter to be in there.
Some of those complexities will always change, though. And I understand that.
Those are theories. I'm just saying mm-hmm. that... My brothers and sisters who are no longer willing to believe that the political truth that they're looking for is going to come from the mainstream or come from the government, those are the people that I say, yes, do more of that. Because those people, to me, have much more sense, much more integrity of thought than a person who tells me, I'm going to vote for Joe Biden. I'm going to vote for Hillary Clinton.
My only compromise is this.
Those people are going for the okie. Those people are fools. Those people are going for the okie doke.
I don't want to call it a compromise, but I'm not interested in censoring anyone. You understand? I'm not interested in censoring anyone either. It's simply there that there. I told you this, and we had a private conversation about this, Andy, that there is you can go so far into the vortex of some conspiracy that you can get lost in it and you start even doubting whether you are Andy. I mean, I've told you that I'm always going to be open to listening to something. But when something has been proven already, like something that can concretely just be 100%, such as the Earth is not flat, that is already done. It's done. It has already been proven. It has already been indulged with. It has already been entertained. And that is my where I draw the line, mm-hmm. and that is it. When you start delving into the internet and start looking for what little spot is on your hand, and then coming up with cancer and coming up with all kinds of theories about yourself when you're not even a medical professional, it can really harm you, actually. It can really do much more harm. There can be scares that you're doing unto yourself, paranoia that you are doing to yourself. And I think there should be some limits to some things, or some consultations, or third opinions. And I think that is what I'm trying to say with this as well, with this Jeffrey Epstein, that there has to be some more analysis for me to draw some more conclusions. It is fresh. It happened on Saturday. We are on Thursday. A week has not even passed. And everything you have said is interesting to me. It is not something I've denied. Not once Have you heard me deny any of it here? But I am simply questioning it so that I will repeat to voice questions that our audience and listeners will have as well, and as well for them to be going on their own to go search more and find out for themselves. Right. And as well, I'm curious what you have to say.
Right.
But it doesn't place me anywhere, as you're trying to do.
I just want
to... You're trying to map me somewhere because you don't like that I'm on this shifty position.
Yes.
And you have it clear for yourself.
Yes.
But I would say that you even yourself are not completely 100%, as I have told
you. Not 100%.
Right. So that even can be shifted.
Yeah.
But, right? But so it's not like I'm just shifty. You're shifty as well.
You haven't taken a position. You're acting like you don't take a position. But
I don't. I'm careful. Yes. Okay. I'm careful.
Well, in this case,
on this side of what's left, I am careful.
Right. And Eduardo,
and that is a position I will always take.
Let's be clear. You just talked about how you were so concerned about people. Your concern is the people who follow conspiracy theories hurting themselves. And did you say hurting others or just hurting themselves? I don't want to put words.
I just said it could be harmful.
To themselves or to others? Which one? Are you or both?
Both.
Okay, fine. Good. Perfect. Yeah. Perfect.
It could hurt.
Because
you're making a decision like the vaccine, measles, hurt others as well. There are consequences.
Guess who else wrote about how they're concerned about conspiracy theories harming others and maybe themselves? Who else wrote that? The FBI on May 30th sent out a thing about how they're concerned about the harm that the... So you're concerned about the same thing the FBI is concerned about, which is, hold on.
I didn't talk to them before coming here.
I understand, but the reason it's not just an accident is because their framework and your framework are the same. Democracy Now, mainstream, things like that. I'm just saying that, okay? So my concern is not...
I said Democracy Now once.
No, but it's mostly a mainstream position. Democracy Now happens to be part of the mainstream position in this one. Now, my concern is not the conspiracy and the theorists and hurting themselves and hurting others. My concern is the FBI. My concern is the CIA, which is literally willing to promote a pedophilia ring, and this is just one of them, because there's probably more of these, in order to capture the political class in a web of blackmail. That's my concern. So you might have a concern about conspiracy theorists. That's not my concern. My concern is FBI, the NSA, the CIA, the U.S. government, that they are going to use their control of the media, their control of these institutions, to go after people who are going to try to think independently. That's what I'm concerned about. So yes, I'm on the side of the conspiracy theorists. You're on the side of the people who are afraid of conspiracy theorists. In this case, it's the government and the FBI.
No. Here's the context about me, if folks want to know, and if they've reached this far in the episode. Here is... some context that I will provide about myself. And this is where I come from, so people can understand my lens. Because you have a lens.
Yep.
We all have a lens.
Yes.
And how we see things. And here's where I come from. And I have talked about it in this program sometimes. I grew up as a Jehovah's Witness. I was raised a Jehovah's Witness for 18 years. I was fully indoctrinated and was always just told to believe something and to investigate, but to investigate under their limited space, mm-hmm. to look into things. Outside of what they provided you to investigate, you were considered looking into apostate. So what I'm going to ask of you right now is to give me some time.
I'm listening, yeah.
To really be patient with me so
yep.
that I'm not feeling rushed to say what I have to say.
Because
this is a moment where I'm just sharing my personal context life about my life. So I grew up being told what to believe and not to question anything. And I did question many things, but I was shushed. I was shushed all the time. When I was... child, I remember one of the questions I asked was, how was it that Noah could bring all the animals together when animals from different places were in different continents and had lived in different climates, such as polar bears and such as the animals that lived in the desert? How could they have all come from far, 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 many kilometers away to come to Noah's ark?
Mm-hmm.
And my mother pinched me and she told me not to ask a question like that because mm-hmm. I was questioning God. And Then I asked about if Adam and Eve, when they were if they were vegetarians, because the first sacrifice of an animal was when Noah, excuse me, after Adam and Eve had sinned, Cain sacrificed animals, and for God, and before that they had all the fruits and vegetables and the vegetation to use. So I wondered if they were vegetarian, and if they were vegetarian, if we were going to be perfect one day and after Armageddon, mm-hmm. if we were going to be vegetarian as well. Things like that that I would ask myself as a 10-year-old, because I became a vegetarian at 10 years old. And animal things, I was fascinated by animals. So I had learned about species and different things, and I just wondered, how is it possible that a lion in the future in a paradise, because Jehovah's Witnesses don't believe that people are going to heaven or hell. They think that humans die, or they go to either going to build a paradise on this very earth once Armageddon comes. So just to give a little information on that. And I always wondered, how was it that animals would not eat other animals in paradise if lions have canine teeth? The whole digestive system is really meant to eat meat. There goes that God thing. They've evolutionized really in to be able to eat meat. So I couldn't ask anything. I couldn't ask about dinosaurs. I could not ask anything. And that is the cult really where I came from. Mm-hmm. And when I left, I had many, many questions, and I was left in an existentialist crisis mode. Mm-hmm. And I'm very doubtful and skeptical. I'm a huge skeptic of many things. And I'm a skeptic of what the government says to us. And I'm skeptic about what I hear on the mainstream media. And I'm skeptic of what you have to bring here as well. Mm-hmm. And that is where this is coming from. It has nothing to do with, me just saying that what you're saying is untrue. It has everything to do with me making sure that for any skeptic out there, I'm even going to question what you have to say. And it doesn't align myself with the FBI or the CIA. It simply is a position where I don't want to believe everything you have to say yet until we can wait it a little longer, because I'm always patient for more information. I'm not going to be patient for when Bush said about the weapons of mass destruction for years to come to finally believe what we have always suspected about the reason for that war. And that is something...
which we didn't have 100% proof at the time. Right. We just had so many different facts that were lining up, and we were right.
Yes.
And many people have already lined up the story around Epstein. You might have not have been following this.
I'm not done, Andy. Okay. So the weapons of mass destruction, as well as the Russiagate, this is the very same. These are the very things that I have looked into that I know have political consequences and should be mentioned and should be considered and should be suspected about.
Right. Fought.
But I'm not going to go and indulge flat earthers or people questioning whether we landed on the moon or not.
That's fine, Eduardo.
And that is what I'm saying.
But the difference, I will just and repeating you, ourselves.
And
here.
I'm not. Yes, I know we're repeating ourselves
because I did not ask that you. The framework that I have disagreed with you most. Here's where our difference has been: is not the just that you're not seeing how the facts line up so well. They do line up for the idea that this guy was clearly murdered. I mean, it's like, again, it's like weapons of mass destruction. All the facts seem to line up behind the fact that the government was lying, that there were no weapons of mass destruction.
It might be, Andy.
I'm just saying that's how the facts line up.
It might be, and you're saying it is the truth.
Yeah, I'm saying that's where the facts line up. That's where they take you on this one. But secondly, that's not the issue. The issue that I take most with is your posture around, quote, conspiracy theories. That is my issue. And you started it out on this episode. And you did it with a sense of, we're all in agreement here. Conspiracy theories, we don't want to encourage those. That's you. I want to encourage conspiracy theorists.
All right.
Theories. Because they're good. They're not all right.
If I did say that, then I mean myself. And I won't speak for us.
I understand. I will
take back.
But that's okay, but that's where I have to say, just let you know. that there's another institution.
I'll speak I terms.
Okay, a much more fearful, fearsome, a much more brutal, a much more powerful institution, which is also looking out for conspiracy theories and calling the people who believe them domestic terrorists. That's the FBI.
And I don't agree with that.
Well, I'm just, but that's the facts. Those are facts. You asked for facts. And
But what does it have to do with me?
Because I'm, well, now that
I'm not encouraging that.
Yes, you can't, well.
No, I'm not. I'm telling you now, I'm not encouraging that.
That's and that is the difference here, folks, is you think you're not encouraging it when you literally use the very same talking points that they are using to say, these people are harming themselves, they're harming others, and we have to stop them or censor them or do something about them.
It's not black and white like that, Andy. It's not black and white like that.
So that's the difference.
I think that there is room for me to have a space in where I can still question things. And
I want you to question.
I happen to, coincidentally, you're making it seem, writing me out like I had just consulted the FBI before coming onto this couch for us to speak together. And I've never consulted or talked to them. I'm sure I'm being blacklisted because of you.
No, you're misunderstanding. Okay, so here's the deal. The way the ruling class works with its
it's not black and white, and there is space for people like myself as well that don't have to align myself with.
You're misunderstanding my point. I know you didn't take a call from the FBI. What I'm saying is that the mainstream position that the New York Times puts out, that CBS News puts out, that ABC, that Democracy Now, that the Fox puts out, that mainstream position is vetted by the deep state, by the CIA.
Over there, them.
Them, yes.
What about me?
Then your position is framed by the position you've taken today, Eduardo.
The position was framed by my personal background.
No, it's framed
where
from
I
the
question from, and I don't take everything.
But Eduardo, it's framed from the narrative that Jeffrey Epstein died by suicide. That's the starting point that everyone thinks is the truth that then the conspiracy theorists have to beat down and break. But that's a lie. That they're the ones who are the liars. We actually are better off assuming we're being lied to everywhere. And sometimes it's going to lead you to flat Earth. Sometimes it's going to lead you to think that the moon landing isn't. I'd rather you assume you're being lied to all the time and go that road. That's what the FBI doesn't want people to do. Then
I don't want the FBI to consider anyone and label anyone.
Well, they've already done it. They've already done it.
I know that.
Okay.
But I'm not in a position in agreement
with
that.
But just understand that we don't have to get calls from the FBI to take their talking points. Is that every time we turn on the television, every time that we listen to the government talk, every time we listen to the NBC News or MSNBC or Rachel Maddow, we are essentially listening to actors who are connected to that state. And they're telling us what to believe. And I'm saying the people who are trying to find another road, they're my people.
So what you're saying is that I basically am just a puppet because I have been conditioned to speak in the way that I listen to.
That's why Marx said the ruling ideas of the day, the dominant ideas of the day are ruling class ideas. That's what he meant. He meant to say that these apparati or apparatuses all work.
You sound evangelical here.
Well, no. But... This is a real conspiracy. I mean, it's a conspiracy even for the mainstream media and how it operates is an actual conspiracy to get it so that the voice of the state will seem like the common sense voice and will seem like the truth. And we are better off thinking that all that stuff is a lie. We are better off. And that's where the starting point for conspiracy theorists. Those are my people. And that's why I can't let the FBI go after them. And that's why I have to challenge the view that those people are harmful. The harm is done by the FBI. The harm is done by the CIA. That's where all the harm is coming from.
I agree.
And they're coming after the conspiracy theorists.
I agree with that.
And so I'm going to defend them, even though this conspiracy theorist that I might not agree with or might think, that one goes too far. I'm with them.
But there can't be voice of dissent within that group.
Yes,
But the starting point
for me, even if I'm that voice of dissent about which conspiracy I say, okay, yeah, that one makes sense. No, this one not, okay? The starting point for me is all these conspiracy theorists, these people are doing the same work I'm doing, which is trying to penetrate through the fog of lies we are born into that the mainstream media and the government has put it, we're wrapped around it. And that's one thing I have to give them credit for, even if they don't reach those conclusions, the same conclusions I did, or I don't reach the same conclusions they do around certain ones. So...
Well, I think I why we're repeating ourselves is because it almost seems to me, the way it comes off, and I'm not saying this is what you are intentionally, but the way it seems that you're coming off is that you're trying to convince me of something. And I'm telling you that I think that you have me, I think you have me pinned down to a label that works for you. And I'm not going to allow myself to be pinned down into any position that it works for you. I'm telling you where my position is. Yep. And if you are stubborn and you're going to still hold me to your label and your idea about me, I cannot do anything about that. Sure. But what I can do is I can only speak for myself and have our viewers and listeners listen to what I have said and the context of who I am as a person, my background, and have and open to any questions that they may pose to me, whether it be live. You know where to find me. You can find me on my Facebook, Don Eduardo Abarca, or you can find me with this email, and Andy is going to deliver any things to me, or you can comment on the YouTube below, on the comments below. So I think that I'm not going to try to convince you of some label that you have put me in, and some box you have placed me in. But I'm open to our public, and if our public wants to ask me any questions directly, I'm very open to it.
Yeah.
I don't indulge, and just to make a quick parenthesis note here, I don't indulge with little things and little trolls out there who are like. There was one troll that said that I repeated the question when I was questioning him for the ISO, former ISO member video, and saying that I was being repetitive. Fast forward. just fast forward. I'm not going, so I don't respond to something like that. I think that's petty, and I think that if you don't like the way that I interview, then maybe you should come onto the show and interview yourself.
You did a good job in my interview.
All I'm just trying to say is that I'm not going to indulge with that. So, but if you have something important to say, if you have something something that you want to really articulate an argument that is intelligent onto me, I will take that on.
Okay.
So I will open up the gates to our public to ask me anything directly. This isn't going anywhere with you because you have me labeled.
I think I'll agree that that's where we're at on this thing in terms of there's a difference of opinion.
There isn't a difference of opinion, actually. What there is that that you think of me as a vessel of the mainstream media.
That's what you're doing.
And
yes, that's
a great idea. No, it's been on other episodes as well where you see me this way. and it's all right with me.
All right. I got a question for you.
Yes.
How many buildings went down on 9/11?
I'm not going to answer this right now.
How many went down?
I don't remember the exact numbers because it's not one that I want to take a position on. Andy.
What caused them to fall down?
Why are we talking about this right now when I think our audience and listeners are tired?
There were two buildings hit by planes, right?
If I will just answer,
but how many buildings went down?
Just to prove people that I have actually sat down and watched.
Go ahead.
There were buildings that couldn't have actually collapsed because of an airplane,
right.
Apparently collapsing into the
right.
or
yes. Okay. Good.
Underneath they were seeing that there were actual what do you call it? The building was collapsed by something greater underneath that made the entire building fall that
like
way.
Like a controlled demolition.
Controlled demolition, thank you very much. That made it so perfectly fall down.
And not just the buildings that were hit by planes, but this other building, Building 7.
That had a lot of archives. So I just to prove to our audience and listeners that I have sat through and listened.
And I have to give Eduardo credit for that. Because he knows he has listened to that, even and you reject it maybe, but
you don't know. Say whether I do or do not.
I don't know.
I will tell you.
Do you?
I'm
a 9/11 truther.
I'm left with a lot of questions.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough.
What did Mueller say when he was being asked?
Oh yeah, you liked what Mueller said. He said That's an interesting question.
No, I take your question.
I take your question. I'm not going to say anything in response
but
to
it. You didn't ask a question, but yes. But I liked it.
All right, Eduardo. I got to give you your props, man. You did a little looking into this. You should look at the Flat Earthers people. They have some interesting things to say.
I think what frustrates people with me, Andy, and I think, I don't know if you want to keep this, and I have family members and friends, is that people try to read between the lines about me and try to form a conclusion out of my words. And one thing I keep telling everyone, including one of our very beloved person.
You mean what guy we interviewed?
Not someone that we haven't interviewed. Someone very, very dear to our heart.
Oh, okay.
Something I continuously tell people is, if you ask me directly, I will tell you what I think. But if you speculate and you try to conclude something about me, I will always tell you that's not what I said.
Right.
So that's why I invited everyone to ask me directly on the comments below.
Right.
But I'm not interested. I really, really, really seriously, I'm not interested in reading between the lines for me. I understand when we have to do it for public figures and people who are in government. Yes, what they're trying to say, and we have to sort of decipher what they are saying. But I'm not someone that needs to be deciphered. I think I'm quite transparent. And it annoys me and irritates me that you constantly try to put things about me, pieces together, and say, this is defaulted because of this, or that you think that this about me. What I'm telling you, this is what I have said.
Okay. Well, people will hear this stuff. One last thing. We talked about how there's going to be there may be an investigation, right? Jeffrey Epstein, 2 days after he was murdered, the FBI finally went to the island and raided all the stuff and got whatever they could after they murdered the guy, when there's really no case to try him on anymore. My prediction, and I think the people who believed he was murdered, which I am one of them, are also predicting that this investigation is going to largely be a whitewash. This woman, his wife, Maxwell?
Yes, long-term girlfriend.
Yes. Yeah. Now, she's just been found. Do you know she's just been found?
Yes.
And she was reading a book. Do you know what book she was reading when she was found?
No.
It's a book about people who were CIA operatives who were killed. It's very interesting. She was literally in the In and Out reading a book.
She was someone of the country or something.
No, she's in and out in this country, in L.A.
Oh.
She was in In and Out, L.A., reading a book called For Honor, which is a book about 70 CIA agents, secret agents who had been killed. I just find that crazy. Anyway, what the prediction is, and I believe it, is this is going to now be this is going to be a whitewash. She might get a little bit nailed. There might be civil suits around this. But in terms of the big powers that were really involved in this, who had everything to gain by his murder, those people are not going to see a jail cell. They're not going to see an investigation. That's Bill Clinton. That's Ben Salman. That's Bill Richardson. That's this other I can't remember.
The Duke.
Duke. But there was another Democrat that I was mentioning. Steve Bannon is also part of this. You know, none of those people are going to see any sort of investigation by that. And that's what his murder was about. It was about protecting those people and protecting the people that I believe Epstein was working for, whether it be the FBI, the CIA, NSA, but the state actors who use sex scandals and what they call perversions, in this case, the pedophilia, to implicate people and control them.
We didn't even talk about what I wanted to highlight was how people are the special treatment that Epstein got, that the wealthy elite class normally gets, even when they are not, as you say, think that they are part of the
CIA.
There are plenty of wealthy people that get away with crime and lesser sentences than the people down here with all of us, which are the working class. That if this were to happen to any one of us, and I'm not encouraging it, I'm not saying that this is something that should have been waived or not looked at. This is something very serious. This was a sex trafficking ring and should be penalized for it. I'm just saying that there is a difference on the penalty that was given.
Yeah, but I think you underplay what's really going on. It's bigger than just the fact that he was rich and protected. He got an unprecedented deal back in 2008 or 2007. He didn't just get a deal that said, you're free. He got something that said, we're going to give immunity to you, to co-conspirators, and any potential co-conspirators. That is a bigger deal, Eduardo. I just feel like you're just not listening and not looking at facts.
Well, you've mentioned it already.
But I'm just saying.
So I think that you can talk about that, and you did.
Yeah.
But I'm just talking about rich people in general.
But that
you're talking specifically to Jeffrey Epstein. I'm talking about rich people in this country always get away more.
Right.
And people in the working class get away and don't get away with less.
But and I would just say this story, that I agree with you, but this story goes deeper than that. And we have to look at that.
This specific story, yes.
Yeah. And it's a story of power protecting itself, not just because you're wealthy and can afford, but power protecting itself. So the ways that it runs are not exposed. That's a deeper thing. It's the system trying to protect itself from being seen. And the people who are trying to see it are being called conspiracy theorists. And those are the people I'm with. You should also check out a movie, Eyes Wide Shut, by Stanley Kubrick.
Say it again.
Eyes Wide Shut. Many people believe that the movie he made, his last movie before he died, and some people thought he was killed, when he made it, is a movie which exposes the deep rot in the ruling class around this Masonic type order that had all these crazy sex things going on, and this is how the ruling class operated. And he happened to have a movie that exposed that. So some people thought it was an allegory. I believe he was actually talking about things he really thought existed.
Do you believe in Illuminati as well, Andy?
I do.
Please don't say that.
I do. I think there are things like that. Like, you know, those things. I mean, I'm not going to say I don't. I mean, like, that makes some sense. So.
I shouldn't have said that. You're going to ruin my career, Andy. Oh, I'm probably doing an Illuminati sign right now.
I'm now more likely going to be like, when the mainstream media tells me something, my government tells it, I'm going to already believe they're a lie. But when somebody tells me that there's, seven different types of aliens, I'm going to be like, okay, I'm not going to call you a liar. I'm going to look into that
before. Do you also believe, though, that the same government could be dispersing these conspiracies?
Yes, and that is a thing.
Because the protesters, riot in Citrus.
Yep. That is true.
This can go forever, Andy.
It can be a snake eating its own tail. It's absolutely true.
So,
you're right.
You know, even, like, let's say this Illuminati was just implanted by the very same thing that you're trying to resist.
I will have to look into it more, but I'll be like, you know, those people might have something to say. I'm not going to say that they're crazy.
That's different from saying what you said earlier, that you believe in the Illuminati.
I'm saying I'm not going to say I don't believe in it. I'm going to be like,
well,
no,
say that instead. You said, yes, you believe.
I mean, I think the people who are talking about the Illuminati are talking about secret societies, right? I believe there are secret societies, yes. Skulls and
bones. One of them.
Huh?
We are one of them.
We're very secret. We only have 300 viewers on iTunes.
It's very... This is a cult itself.
So yes, I believe in
secret societies. People who listen to What's Left are in a very cult themselves. We are...
Anyway.
I'm being facetious. Yes. People didn't steal from my voice. So let's leave it at that.
We'll leave it at that. Interesting episode.
Ay, Dios mio. Boy, this was hard. I did not think this was going to. I thought I was going to sleep early tonight.
I'll be interested to see what we're going to edit this and to see how it looks. And I think our audience.
And I'm even afraid to even give some editings because now people are going to think we're hiding things.
No, we edit. We have to edit. You know, but I think I'm hoping we can keep most of this because even when we were arguing and maybe going around and around and saying the same stuff, this is how we work.
Right. Okay. So with that said, let's think about next week for another time.
What is another conspiracy we could talk about?
You can check us out on any of our
Do you have some ideas for next week?
We can talk about the mass shootings.
Okay, that's possible. Yeah. So, we've got it, and we've got some interviews lined up as well that we're
talking about. So. And as well as, I wanted to talk about the gangs. Everyone is always talking about gangs in Mexico. Mm. There's so many gangs in this country, mm-hmm. and in Europe. I always feel that the gangs are always highlighted in Mexico. There's so many gangs, and the mafia in Italy. Right. They just arrested. I mean, I'm not just saying there are bigger gangs than just criminal gangs.
Like the U.S. military.
Yeah, but
and the police.
Right. So I don't know why I brought that up. I think someone's comments last time made me really upset when they thought of my country and they just talked about gangs. Mm-hmm. And I thought,
yeah,
I have gangs. What about you? Your country has gangs.
Yes.
Anyhow, you can check us out on any of our 5 platforms. We are on iTunes Podcast. We are on BitChute, Stitcher, Google Play, and YouTube. Please rate, review, subscribe, and best of all, share with your family and friends, community. And please, please, on this one for sure, if you have comments. Any comments or questions, inquiries, you please, we are more than readily available to accept them.
Yeah. And you'll answer them this time.
I'll answer ones that are not...
Not petty. Trolls.
Yeah, I don't even look at trolls. He right. takes care
of
the trolls.
I like to deal with the trolls.
So
trolls, talk to me. Legit questions, go
to Eduardo. If there's anything intelligent that you have to say that you want to articulate in a way to counter-argue with me, I'm open
you
for
will.
That.
You will, okay.
All right.
See you next week.
Ciao.